With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. hits ISIS in Nigeria.
In a social media post, President Donald Trump says that the U.S. has launched a powerful and deadly strike against Islamic State forces in Nigeria, calling the group ISIS scum. Last month, Trump says he ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria following claims of Christian persecution. The State Department then announced in recent weeks that it would restrict visas for Nigerians and their family members involved in mass killings and violence against Christians in the West African country. That move followed the recent designation of Nigeria by the U.S. as a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act. Trump says that the U.S. will not allow radical Islamic terrorism to prosper. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. and Ukrainian negotiators have agreed on the new 20-point peace plan proposed by President Volodymyr Zelensky toward ending the war with Russia. Key issues remain over ceding territory to Russia.
Today's discussions came a day after President Zelensky released details of a 20-point plan agreed by Ukrainian and U.S. envoys over the weekend. That plan included new proposals addressing the main sticking point, territorial concessions. It proposes the establishment of a demilitarized zone in eastern Ukraine, security guarantees, and the setting up of free economic zones. The draft plan has evolved from a document agreed by Mr. Bitkov with Russian negotiators several weeks ago. That plan was widely dismissed as more of a Russian wish list. Moscow has not yet commented on the latest proposals, but has so far not shown any willingness to compromise.
That's the BBC's James Waterhouse reporting. The financial markets are closed for the Christmas holiday. This is SRN News. America's Hispanic congregations are growing.
According to a new poll released by Lifeway Research, a lot of new Latino-majority churches are springing up around the country, and while they are small, they won't be for long. The average Hispanic congregation starts with about 30 members, but by year 8, that number has increased to nearly 100. Half of the new churches are in three states with the most Latino people, Texas, Florida, and California. Michael Harrington reporting.
A pro-life group is planning to spend big on the midterm elections in 2026. A lot will be at stake in next fall's vote, including control of Congress, and SBA Pro-Life America wants to be sure the winners are those who will protect unborn babies. The organization says it plans to spend $80 million to promote the pro-life candidates across the nation in 2026. This is SRN News. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on Christmas Day celebrations at Australia's Bondi Beach as the community continues to grieve in the wake of the attack earlier this month.
Christmas Day at Australia's Bondi Beach looked different this year. Although people are seen celebrating with friends and family, the atmosphere is quieter than usual. Bondi Beach, often packed on Christmas Day, appeared less crowded as police patrolled the perimeter. The community is still grieving and coming to terms with the tragedy after a deadly shooting on the beach left around 15 people dead. This year's Christmas messages from church leaders in Sydney have been dedicated to those whose lives were lost in the massacre. They encourage people not to lose hope amid the grief and to keep praying for peace and a brighter future. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.